این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن می کند.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah, ya Allah, subhanallah. Allah, ya Allah, walhamdulillah. Allah, wa la ilaha illallah. Allah, ya Allah, wallahu akbar.
July 12, 1983. Place Hosseinia Jamaran, Tehran. The prophets held these two jobs, the spiritual job to extricate the people from captivity of the carnal soul and from the captivity of the clutches of the oppressors. This is a common feature of the prophets, that those that are followers of the prophets must sustain this feature, both from the aspect of spirituality, that individuals acquainted with spirituality must strengthen, and all the people themselves, must also strengthen this spirituality. And the second subject, that is the establishment of justice.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "The difference between God's feast and people's feast is that when you go to a feast, you will have some items of food to eat and means of entertainment befitting your status. But in God's feast, one part is to observe the fast, another important item, which is a spiritual meal from the unseen, is the Holy Book of Quran. Your host has compelled you to fast. Block those avenues that lie open to worldly considerations and laws so that you are prepared for the Laylatul Qadr." Well, in this part of the speech of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, he is making an elegant comparison between the feast held by God and those feasts of people. God Almighty has invited us in the month of Ramadan to his banquet. As we see, fasting is God's banquet. It is not like a party with those formalities and lavish meals. It is a reception in which one should abstain from desires. Prayer in its real sense is of importance. Remembering God is the real sense of the word, and that is what brings tranquility to the heart.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi
sallallahu alayhi.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his holy book, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. Verily in the remembrance of Allah hearts do find rest. Surah Al-Ra'd, verse number 28. So remembrance of God means considering the presence of God everywhere. One should be preoccupied with remembrance of God and his blessings and thank God for his favors, and remember God so that he will help us succeed and curtail those hands which intend to sow discord among us. We should rectify ourselves in the holy month of Ramadan. We need to purify and refine the self to the last day of our lives. Prophets were also in need of this. Grand prophets were also the same, but they had realized their needs and subsequently acted to fulfill their needs. However, since we are veiled, we could not understand our duty and did not fulfill our duties. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed us with all types of blessings. Blessings, you know, mean that we should plan to act according to the duties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for us. We should pray so that God
the Almighty would make us successful in acting according to His gratifications in the service we have undertaken.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.